Today's the 27th of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. Have you recovered? Are you all set and back into the flow of things after the holidays? Here this week between Christmas and New Year's? Or are you disrupted and just looking for the new year to reset? It's hard. Here in DAB land, the week between Christmas and New Year's is pretty intense, because to reset everything on time correctly is a lot of work. Which brings me to this message to you before I read today. On the 1st of January, everything resets. So, if you want to get all the days of the Daily Audio Bible and you're a few days behind, make sure you download them. Otherwise, come January 1st, everything starts over, and it must. So the only recourse at that point is that you go to the Daily Audio Bible store and buy December, which will only set you back $2, and that just covers our bandwidth usage. But that'll be the only way to get it. So I tell everybody that the last week of every year, and invariably some of you won't listen and you'll email us and say, "What happened?" And we'll tell you what I just told you. So I'm telling you now. I'm even telling you at the top of the program. I won't anymore. I'll just tell you at the bottom of the program. But I just wanted to make sure I could get that front and center. All right. Reading from the New International Version this final week of 2010. And I'm really looking forward to what God will speak to us in the final breaths of the year 2010, as we prepare to move into the new year. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 11 through 11:17. They will pass through the sea of trouble. The surging sea will be subdued, and all the depths of the Nile will dry up. Assyria's pride will be brought down, and Egypt's scepter will pass away. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and in his name they will live securely, declares the Lord. Open your doors, Lebanon, so that fire may devour your cedars. Wail, you juniper, for the cedar has fallen. The stately trees are ruined. Wail, oaks of Bashan. The dense forest has been cut down. Listen to the wail of the shepherds. Their rich pastures are destroyed. Listen to the roar of the lions. The lush thicket of the Jordan is ruined. This is what the Lord my God says. Shepherd the flock marked for slaughter. Their buyers slaughter them and go unpunished. Those who sell them say, "Praise the Lord, I'm rich." Their own shepherds do not spare them. For I will no longer have pity on the people of the land, declares the Lord. I will give everyone into the hands of their neighbors and their king. They will devastate the land, and I will not rescue anyone from their hands. So I shepherded the flock marked for slaughter, particularly the oppressed of the flock. Then I took two staffs and called one favor and the other union, and I shepherded the flock. In 1 month, I got rid of the three shepherds. The flock detested me, and I grew weary of them and said, "I will not be your shepherd. Let the dying die and the perishing perish. Let those who are left eat one another's flesh." Then I took my staff called favor and broke it, revoking the covenant I had made with all the nations. It was revoked on that day, and so the oppressed of the flock, who were watching me, knew it was the word of the Lord. I told them, "If you think it best, give me my pay, but if not, keep it." So they paid me 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, "Throw it to the potter, the handsome price at which they valued me." So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them to the potter at the house of the Lord. Then I broke my second staff called Union, breaking the family bond between Judah and Israel. Then the Lord said to me, take again the equipment of a foolish shepherd, for I am going to raise up a shepherd over the land who will not care for the lost, or seek the young, or heal the injured, or feed the healthy, but will eat the meat of the choice sheep, tearing off their hooves. Woe to the worthless shepherd who deserts the flock. May the sword strike his arm and his right eye. May his arm be completely withered, his right eye totally blinded. Revelation 18, 1 through 24. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. With a mighty voice, he shouted, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling for demons, and a haunt for every impure spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable animal. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries. Then I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Pour her a double portion from her own cup. Give her as much torment and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself. In her heart she boasts, I sit enthroned as queen. I am not a widow. I will never mourn. Therefore, in one day her plagues will overtake her, death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her. When the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her and shared her luxury see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her. Terrified at her torment, they will stand far off and cry, woe, woe to you, great city, you mighty city of Babylon. In one hour your doom has come. The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk and scarlet cloth, every sort of citron wood, and articles of every kind, made of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron, and marble, cargoes of cinnamon and spice, of incense, myrrh, and frankincense, of wine and olive oil, of fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages, and human beings sold as slaves. They will say, the fruit you longed for is gone from you. All your luxury and splendor have vanished, never to be recovered. The merchants who sold these things and gained their wealth from her will stand far off, terrified at her torment. They will weep and mourn and cry out, woe, woe to you, great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. In one hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruin. Every sea captain and all who travel by ship, the sailors and all who earn their living from the sea will stand far off. When they see the smoke of her burning, they will exclaim, was there ever a city like this great city? They will throw dust on their heads and with weeping and mourning cry out, woe, woe to you, great city, where all who had ships on the sea became rich through her wealth. In 1 hour, she has been brought to ruin. Rejoice over her, you heavens. Rejoice, you people of God. Rejoice, apostles and prophets. For God has judged her with the judgment she imposed on you. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large millstone and threw it into the sea and said, "With such violence, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again. The music of harpists and musicians, pipers and trumpeters, will never be heard in you again. No worker of any trade will ever be found in you again. The sound of a millstone will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were the world's important people. By your magic spell, all the nations were led astray. In her was found the blood of prophets and of God's holy people, of all who have been slaughtered on the earth." Psalm 146, 1 through 10. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes and human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 30, 33. For as churning cream produces butter, and as twisting the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife. Jesus, we come to you once again thanking you for coming for us. We contemplated your arrival for a month of the season of Advent. We considered the evening before your birth on Christmas Eve. We celebrated with the giving of gifts and the love of our families on Christmas Day. And it's very easy to get lost in all that's going on. And yet underneath it all is this fact that you came. You came to earth for us. A baby. And nothing has ever been the same again. And nothing will ever be the same again. Ever. Everything changed. And so as we round the corner, as we are at the end of this year, we read from these books of prophecy, not of the little baby, and not of the grown man who laid his life down, but of the warrior king, who comes and sets his throne on earth, which is our prayer and our deepest longing. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we do pray, come Lord Jesus, come, and we do ask Holy Spirit, that you lead us into all truth, that we might be participators, that we might be perpetrators of bringing the kingdom, that we might do our part in not only going into all the world and preaching the gospel, and not only loving you with our whole hearts and loving our neighbors as ourselves, but in bringing about the end. For what we find in these books, what we find in the book of Revelation, is that we have a role to play, those who are there at the end. And whether that is this time, or whether that is in the distant future, many, many generations from now, we have a role to play. A role that is irreversible. A role that is necessary. And so it is no longer our desire to just make life work, not rock the boat, live safely, live comfortably, and have done some good. We want to live as if this were true, because it is true. So come, Holy Spirit, purge us of the things that we have bowed our knee to that are false. Let us spend the next week and the next year getting rid of the things that are interfering from us living the life we were born for, so that we may not only be good servants, we may not only be good children, but that we can see your kingdom come in our lives, in our families, in our communities, in our spheres of influence, in our churches, and all around the world. We pray this in the precious and blessed name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Here in the last week, I'll remind you that we have created this video. And for the last two Sundays, it's been played all around the world in many, many churches. If you played it, I want to hear from you. Send me an email, brian@dailyaudiobible.com. Let me know where it got played and how you used it, whether that was in your Bible study or whether that was in your church or wherever. Let me know. We played it here in Spring Hill at Four Winds. We'll play it one more week. That's what we've kind of asked for, is for this 3 weeks moving into the new year, to do everything that we can to invite those within our spheres of influence to experience the Bible in community. What we've found over the years, what you probably know to be true, is that it's a fantastic New Year's resolution to say, I'm finally reading the Bible. That's it. That's it. Things have got to change. I need to grow spiritually. I need to know what the Bible says. And so you dig in, but you don't stay in. Something comes up and you miss a day, and then you try to catch up, and then you start feeling guilty because you're several days behind and you're trying to catch up. And then you start the rationalization. I don't really understand what I'm reading. I don't understand what the big deal is. I don't know what to do with all this. I don't have time for this. Most of this stuff I don't understand. And then you start justifying why you just really don't need to do this. Until next year, and then you start then you start over again, the process. I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to do it. I know I failed last year, but I'm going to do it. The Daily Audio Bible is maybe one of the more easy ways to actually read the Bible in a year. And it's not just a theory anymore that might make a difference, because thousands upon thousands upon thousands and tens of thousands of people have testified to the fact that going through the Bible in community, as we do here at the Daily Audio Bible, changes things. Thousands of people have actually got all the way through the Bible, and in doing so have found a best friend, have found something they can't live without. Finally, things click into place about the Bible. So, I'm not asking you to play videos or tell your friends about something so that... so that this ministry can become the next big thing. We've done everything we can possibly do to put safeguards in so that we don't become the next big thing. Because the last thing I honestly want is for the Daily Eddie Bible to be this flash in the pan thing that took 5 years to build. Then it had a year of being sort of the cool place to be, and then it was on to something else. It's not a product. What I said in the year-end talk is, this is not a brand, a new brand of toothpaste. This is the Holy Word of God. So invite your friends to the Holy Word of God. In one way or another. Experiencing the Bible one way or the other. If all Christians would get into the Word of God, well, this is thy kingdom come, thy will be done, prayer would be realized. And then that's not a joke. So, do I think we're the answer at the Daily Eddie Bible? No, I think we're a community of tens of thousands of people committed to each other and committed to the Word of God. So I think we have a part to play, as we all do. I'm just saying, let's do our part. So, there you go. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at the website. There's still obviously a few days left in the year. If you want to make a contribution that can be tax deductible and a receipt sent to you for the year 2010, then you still have some time, as long as that's all either sent in or postmarked before the beginning of the new year. I thank you for your partnership. I realize that we're a mixed crowd now. There's the tens of thousands who have been together all year and know exactly what I'm saying, and then there's all of you. People just checking it out, not really yet diving in, really looking forward to the 1st of January. Just trying to get a taste of the flavor, which is the weirdest time to do the Daily Eddie Bible for me. This little week here that's the last week is the weirdest one because I know. Well, because I know that. Hang in there. The new year's coming. And I'm telling you, everything's going to change. It has to. You can't encounter the Bible every day and just go, yeah, that was neat. Yeah, kind of neat. I finally read the Bible. I don't know. It was okay. That's not going to be your reaction. I assure you. Anyway, if you want to partner with the Daily Eddie Bible, that can be done at the website. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Speaking of Spring Hill, Tennessee, the Wind Farm Cafe that we've worked so diligently on as a community this year is actually open right now. The official grand opening day is January the 3rd, but it's open right now. In fact, there are people over there right now drinking coffee and being ministered to. If you want to come to town or you're passing through, the address for the Wind Farm Cafe is 4821 Main Street, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And once it's a grand opening and once it's absolutely happening, we'll have a Facebook and we'll keep you posted on what's going on. But I'm getting a lot of emails from those of you who are either nearby or planning to be nearby at some point saying, okay, give me the address, I want to come. So there you go, 4821 Main Street, Spring Hill, 37174. Come and say hello. All right, that will do it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Joe from Orlando, Florida, and I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. I am calling today to ask for your help in prayer. I wanted to pray for my family, my grandma and grandpa, that God will take care of them as they're getting in their older age. They're having a little harder time now, and I just pray that God will make everything good for them. I pray for the rest of my family, that any strife between anybody is lifted away, and we'll all walk in love like the Bible says, and we'll really believe the best out of people. I also want to pray for my very good friend Patrick, that he's on the verge of coming to know Christ and really seeing everything, and I hope he makes the transition. And I wanted to thank God for all the wonderful blessings in my life, because I'm very, very fortunate for everything that's in my life, and I know it's all because of him, and he's very wonderful to me, and I love him, and I love you all. I hope everybody has a great, great day. Thanks. Bye.
Good morning, DAB family. My name is Mark. Yesterday, I signed into the DAB website for the first time and placed a prayer request for my family, specifically to soften my wife's heart, who has not been a very pleasant person to be around a lot, and a lot of friction between her and my daughter. Well, last night, got home, I think the prayer was partially answered already, because I was amazed at what my wife had to say when I went in the door about how good things were going between her and our daughter. Just some amazing stuff. Anyway, God does answer prayer. Thank you all. Have a good day. Love you. Bye.